Halfway up the skinny, splintered stairs that crawled up the back of his apartment building, Cash Carmichael took a handlebar to the temple when the front wheel of his bike bounced off the brick as he maneuvered around a tight corner. Son of a... A solid year of working with under-10s had him biting off the curse word before it squeezed all the way out. He hitched the piece-of-crap bike higher on his shoulder and mentally cursed the motherfucking bike thief who had stolen his motherfucking Focus Culebro. Living in a fourth-floor walk-up made him miss his $1,000 light-as-a-feather aluminum frame road bike like he'd missed the Celtics making the finals during their 20-year losing streak. It sucked monkey balls. Fucking bike thieves. How the hell was he supposed to know that it wasn't safe to lock up your bike on the street in Chicago? He'd been at Wrigley goddamn Field, for fuck's sake. 35,000 people on the street and a kryptonite lock should have been a deterrent for a would-be thief. He'd had a cheaper but decent bike for exactly 6 days before it, too, was shanked right off his back porch. Obviously, bike locks in Chicago suffered from some kind of curse or were made of wishful fucking thinking. Now he had a piece of shit bike that no thief in their right mind would look at twice and a cheap chain lock just to prevent small children from walking off with it. And the fucker weighed 5 times what his precious Culebro had. Bike thieves. Assholes. Rounding the corner to the third floor, he banged the wheel off the brick on purpose out of frustration, and then cursed out loud as the handlebar whacked him in the head again. "Gah!" he muttered as he hit his minuscule back porch, barely big enough to hold a tiny Smokey Joe grill and still be able to open his back door. Not that he'd used the damn thing more than once, after the first time he'd watched flames shooting high next to his rickety wood railing and pictured the whole thing going up in smoke. He lowered the bike and locked it up, catching his 147th splinter on the edge of his hand while wrapping the chain lock around a railing. Frickin' rack of frackin'... God, he had to spend more time around grown-ups. With all his pseudo-cursing out loud, he'd started sounding like a G-rated cartoon version of himself. As ever, when a sarcastic comeback popped into his brain, it came in Steph Tyler's voice. Started? Try again, Carmichael. Even an imaginary Steph made him grin, though. The suckiest part about graduating college was leaving behind so many friends. Not that he and Steph had been spending tons of time together that last year. Guess that's what happens when fuck buddies stop fucking. The buddy thing gets shot to hell, too. He hadn't thought it would happen to the two of them. The screen door banged loudly against the railing as he unlocked the door. Text the maintenance dude, text the maintenance dude. Didn't matter how many times he repeated the reminder to himself to get the spring that was supposed to pull the door shut fixed. By the time he got inside, dropped his shit, and turned on the window AC unit, he'd have forgotten about the back door that banged wide open and every hint of a breeze. The air inside was hot enough to bake bread. Too hot for the AC, actually. Until the temperature dropped a little, the motor would only grind and groan and crash into ineffective fan blowing anyway. The unit, propped up on bricks and duct-taped to the window frame, was only useful within a certain window of temperatures. From 80 to about 93, he'd figured out. Hotter than that, and it was a spectacularly unpleasant noisemaker. The late summer heat was supposed to have broken today. No such luck. He unplugged the box fan from the outlet by his bed and carried it back across his tiny unit. Chicago windows were hella weird. Strangely wide and tall, and they almost always came in pairs with a 6-inch-wide column in between the two windows in the all-wood frame. Thank God, because he needed that second window all the time to vent the stuffy, oven-like air after a day of being shut up. He'd kill for some cross-ventilation, but this wasn't college. He couldn't just open his door to the hall and try to create a draft out the windows that overlooked the alley. Turned out people... Neighbors, most of whom still didn't look him in the eye in the hall, thought that was weird. Well, not weird, exactly. More like a sign there'd been either a break-in, a burglary, or worse inside.